Absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's my favorite day, and I know it's your favorite day, too, because this is the favorite show that we have on the Superhuman Radio Network, and that's Casual Friday, when I'm joined in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. She is the beauty to my beast. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how you doing? I like that.
Yeah,
that's new and different.
Yeah, I just come up with these stuff off the top of my head. I had no plan to saying that before it came out of my mouth. See, ADD really pays off.
Yes.
So anyway, what's new, Elisa Profumo?
Oh, there is so much to talk about today.
Yes, like what?
Well,
where shall we start?
We should start with your head exploding today.
Oh, really? At the beginning of the show, huh?
You don't want to start
no,
there?
No. I'm saying, I have nothing left for later. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have plenty left for later. You won't disappoint. So I wanted to talk about two of our favorite subjects. Tracy Anderson.
Yeah.
And you can't talk about Tracy Anderson without talking about her BFF, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So which one do you want to go over?
Well, I think we have to talk about Tracy Anderson first.
Well, a lot of people have been sending us this article about Tracy Anderson.
This is
it's
so funny.
Really funny because so many people sent it to me.
So my daughter texts me on Monday and asks me about a list of supplements. I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's junk. That's okay. That's junk. That's okay." Then you just told me about this article, and I'm like, oh, my God, my daughter read this article. That's how far-reaching it is.
It was Gwyneth Paltrow's article.
Right, right.
Yeah. So as far as Tracy Anderson goes, I guess she was interviewed and asked what her rules for exercise are.
Mm-hmm.
And she just really, it's interesting what she says. She says to look past the large muscles. I don't like roadblocks, and I consider when a large muscle is built up to be a roadblock. The key is not to use more than what you need and to learn that less is more.
So she's always been a proponent of using like 2-pound dumbbells for women.
If you want to stay long and lean, you've got to stay away from 10-pound, 15-pound weights and call into action the bicep, the quad, and the glute. The very direct, large muscle that know exactly how to work in very specific ways.
So, in other words, she's saying you got to work these muscles, but you got to use extremely lightweight. You shouldn't use
body weight.
You shouldn't use heavy weight. You need to get closer to your mic too.
Okay.
You shouldn't use heavy weight. This has been her mantra forever. She hasn't changed anything here. She's been telling women to use the 2-pound dumbbells for everything.
The stronger one muscle gets, the more it shuts up all the other things. As you age, the stronger you make your bicep, the worse your skin under your arm is going to sag.
Oh, my God. One has nothing to do with the other.
You can't even get to it. You can't even get to it.
The fat on your back
under
your arm.
Your arm, yeah. Because the bicep is too overbearing.
Okay. She's exposing just how wrong and nutty
what about
she is.
What about your tricep?
Okay, wait a minute. No. Working your tricep. Oh, look. As women age, they get fat that hangs from their elbow to under their armpit. We see women that are in their 60s and 70s and 80s. They get this loose, sagging skin. That has nothing to do
with your
with
bicep.
The size of a bicep. In fact, the idiot is so wrong. The truth of the matter is that because of leverages. And if you build your bicep, it's going to pull the sagging skin up. Think about a flaccid balloon, right? And now put air in the balloon and the balloon gets tight. So she not only is she wrong, but in theory, you could make the sagging skin under your arm tighter by building the muscles inside your arm to fill that. I mean, look, first of all, the fat underneath your arm has nothing to do with the muscles. Women, and I know you're going to talk about Charles Poliquin later. Charles came on my show one time and talked about cortisol levels cause the fat to accumulate in the back of a woman's arm. Now, he did a lot of research. He read studies. He didn't make this up himself. So when women get that fat on the back of their arm that ultimately ends up hanging when they raise their arm and wave and it looks like a turkey's gizzard flopping back and forth, that has nothing to do with the size of your biceps. Tracy Anderson, please stop. Shut up. Every time she opens her mouth about fitness and health, she subtracts from the total sum of human knowledge about fitness and health.
I just had a great thought. When we're out in California, mm-hmm. we need to go to her gym.
Yes, we should. We really should. Maybe we can interview her.
It's she says, it's like your muscles get in an abusive relationship with themselves. The strong ones say, go to sleep to the smaller ones.
Okay, first of all, if you're training properly, you don't have stronger and weaker muscles. You're working the whole body. You're not just working one thing all the time. What's she talking about?
She's way out there.
Well, the worst part is that because of, look, very, very, look, if Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't talented and rich, she'd be a flake. Okay, she steams her vagina to keep her cervix healthy. I mean, she does all this out there stupid stuff. This is what happens to weird people when they get a lot of money and they get a lot of fan attraction. This is what happens to them. The problem is that Tracy Anderson being channeled through Gwyneth Paltrow is reaching women all over the world, and they're thinking this stuff is true.
Okay, so listen. Okay, she said our brains should be included in our workouts. In research, the number of muscles in our body keeps going up.
And that and has
the
she
number of muscles in our
oh
body.
Oh my God! I told you
your head was going to explode.
Has this idiot never heard of osteopenia? I mean sarcopenia. Does she understand that sarcopenia is a life-threatening issue for elderly people because they lose muscle, they don't gain it as they get older? What is she smoking?
The number of muscles in our body keeps going up because scientists are starting to look at smooth muscles differently.
First of all, smooth muscle is very, very different, okay? She doesn't even know what she's talking about now.
We need to be connected. Everything needs to be called into action, and our brains, which remain one of the most mysterious objects in the universe to this day, have got to participate. I do agree that you need to be engaged about it. But that's the only part of statement
okay,
I agree with.
But listen, what the dimwit is missing. A recent study showed that heavy leg training improves cognition and brain size. As we get older, our brain shrinks. BDNF, which is brain-defining neurotrophic factor, which causes new neurons to sprout, only upregulates during strenuous training, not training with a one-pound dumbbell. So what she's telling people to do is going to make them cripple and dumb at the end of their lives. I mean, she's obviously dumb. And I can't believe, Brad Schoenfeld said, this is why fitness professionals need to have an educational certificate.
Does she not have one?
Well, she probably has something she got out of do you think that she went to, what is that?
The ACSM.
Yeah, ACSM, any of them. You think that's what, she probably has some cert off of the internet somewhere.
She said, the work I deliver is not something that is damaging to the muscles. It's something that is actually good for you to do each day.
Why isn't what we do good for you? Our muscles get bigger. We get stronger. We improve performance. See, she's missing something that's critical for resistance training, and that's the word progressive. It's progressive resistance training. Her people don't make any progress. I'm looking at a picture of her. She's skinny fat, okay? She's got more body fat on her than she needs to. And she's a tiny little thing because of the way she trains. She has no concept of the importance of progressive resistance training.
Okay, so she's talking about the body learns exercise like it learns a language. If one day you take French, one day Spanish, and one day Japanese, you'll never learn a foreign language. But focus on Spanish and your brain will actually start to grow fatty acids.
Grow fatty acids?
And you get double bonds. Is she on drugs?
Yes. I think
the better you get, the more you're able to challenge yourself and get to a new level to achieve physical change, fight disease and fight aging.
I just realized something. If Gwyneth Paltrow or any friends of Gwyneth Paltrow are listening to this show, you need to get with her because I think that this girl is bipolar. I think she's having a manic moment when she wrote this article because none of this stuff makes sense. And the sad part is the average person isn't going to realize that. Grows fatty acids. You get fatty acids from your diet, dimwit. You don't grow them. At double bonds? What are we talking about? Are we talking about carbon molecules
here?
And
your brain will actually start to grow fatty acids and you get double bonds.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
That's bizarre. Okay, and then the last one, she says that kettlebells are dangerous.
Well, yeah, if somebody hits you in the back of the head with one because you're telling people stupid stuff about fitness.
There are a lot of boutique fitness practices that wear and tear on your joints and are not healthy. People flinging kettlebells, you don't really know where the force is ending up. If you're doing it properly, you know where the force is ending up.
Of course, you don't just grab a kettlebell and start swinging it. You usually take, you get a DVD with most kettlebells nowadays when you buy them at Dick's and places like that. And also you take classes. I mean, how is swinging a kettlebell harmful and dangerous? Unless you're an idiot, you've never done it before, and you grab the heaviest kettlebell you can and you start swinging it.
She says, it seems like everything has gotten very extreme. We watch weight loss shows where people are pushing cars up hills. It's just wrong.
Well, they didn't start out pushing cars up hills, Tracy. They evolved and trained and progressed to that point.
So what shocks me is the list of people that work out with her.
Oh.
I mean, from... let's just start up here. Okay, Christy Turlington, who was a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Molly Sims, who is still a model. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I like Cameron Diaz. But Cameron's got muscle. She can't be working out with this girl.
Well,
or maybe she's
been photographed leaving the Tracy Anderson gym in L.A. frequently, it says.
Maybe she goes there to kick the crap out of Tracy Anderson once in a while and makes her feel better.
Of course, Gwyneth Paltrow, who is her partner.
Gwyneth Paltrow,
PFF.
Let me make this clear.
She's in
Gwyneth
her.
Paltrow, who's had osteoporosis and fractures in bones at the age of, like, what,
30.
Under 30?
She was in, like, 36 or 37
yeah. So this is somebody you want to take health and fitness lessons from, a person who's withering and wasting away and is probably going to be crippled by the time that she's 55.
So the Kim Kardashian tapped her pal Anderson to help her lose a reported 30 pounds in 30 days.
Yeah, that's responsible.
And then Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie is anorexic. She almost died from being anorexic. She would eat and vomit all day long. She wasted away to like 70 pounds. So she's using Tracy Anderson now.
It says Jennifer Aniston in 2010.
Please don't tell me that. I like Jennifer Aniston.
I love
don't
Jennifer Aniston. She started working out with Anderson to lose 7 pounds in 1 week for her film Just Go With It. 7 pounds in 1 week.
But you know what? Anybody could lose 7 pounds in 1 week. Cut all your carbs out. That's it. I mean, as soon as you cut your carbs out, I lost the first 12 pounds of my weight loss in what? In a week by cutting all my carbs out. I mean, you don't need to go to this nut who knows nothing about fitness and nothing about exercise who's going to hurt people in the long run.
Oh, the only smart one here is Madonna, who reportedly dropped Anderson in 2009 because of unprofessional behavior.
Bingo. Thank you, Madonna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And look at her. We just saw her. You know what she looks like? She's got biceps and triceps and round shoulders. I mean, she looks like a little
athlete.
Goddess.
Yeah, she looks like an athlete.
Yeah, yeah. And she doesn't work out with Tracy Anderson anymore. Thank you. There's proof. There's my proof.
Man, just some of the things that Tracy Anderson said in this article is just mind-blowing.
Well, the sad part is people like my daughter read this stuff, and they think it's true. They think, oh, this is the way, this is the end. You know, you don't train just one body part all the time. She's talking about doing one thing and learning a language. I mean, you train the whole body.
You can look lean and muscular and still train with heavy weights.
I know that this is a harsh thing to say, okay? I know it's a harsh thing to say.
Uh-oh.
But I really, it would save a lot of people problems and lives if she would get hit by a bus.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, she's so little. She probably could bend down and go right under the bus anyway. Come
well,
on.
You shouldn't
look at her.
Wish
she's like
harm
a little,
on. I, well, she is harming other people.
You know,
people,
there's, some, but there's something called pragmatic prayer, right? You pray to God and you say, look, God, this person is a bad person. They're hurting a lot of people. Please take them. That's called pragmatic prayer. So it's in the Bible, a pragmatic prayer. So let's all have use a little pragmatic prayer.
I wouldn't
prayer.
Go that far. That's not nice.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now to Gwyneth Paltrow. Evidently, she drinks a $200 smoothie every morning.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Look, she can afford to drink a $200 smoothie every morning.
It's a health concoction that she's blogged about on her lifestyle website, goop.com.
Yeah, her lifestyle website.
She's a lifestyle guru.
Live my lifestyle. I drink $200 a morning protein drinks. I wipe my butt with $10 bills. Live like me. I'm Gwyneth Paltrow.
I steam my vagina.
I steam my vagina because I want to keep my cervix healthy. And also the guys I date tell me I should steam my vagina.
So your daughter texted you and asked you about cordyceps.
Cordyceps, ashwagandha.
And ashwagandha.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And both of those are what she uses in this morning smoothie.
You know what? Okay, so cordyceps, we started talking about cordyceps within the bodybuilding community 20 years ago, okay, for performance benefits, recovery benefits. It's just a fungus. It's like a mushroom.
It's a medicinal mushroom.
Yeah. And then ashwagandha was a big letdown. A lot of companies launched ashwagandha supplements, I would say, 8 years ago. And it's really nowhere to be found today because it's one of those adaptogens that some people notice something, some people don't. Some people say it's the placebo effect because you notice it for a while and then it goes away. I mean, you know, $200 a morning.
See, evidently she must sell things on vitamins or a mix of vitamins and herbs on her website because she has, moon dust. It's a powder that contains a mix of herbs and vitamins and comes in different varieties, including a sex, brain, and sleep version.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And a 2 ounce jar is available on her website, and it costs between $55 and $65 for 2 ounces.
Well, she needs to use more of the brain version because she needs to grow a brain. She's missing one of those right now. She's a fantastic actress, but let me tell you something. This person, if she didn't have millions of dollars and people to tell her what to do, she would fall asleep and never wake up.
So this real quick, the lifestyle blogger revealed in 2016 she was going to cleanse the whole year. She has a diet ban on tomatoes, gluten, dairy, red meat, caffeine, alcohol, and added sugars.
She has a ban on that on her website.
For herself, all year long, she's not going to.
No red meat, no dairy.
No tomatoes. No gluten.
Okay, gluten I can get with.
Caffeine.
Yeah, I can get with that too.
Did alcohol.
You see? Yeah, I can get with that too.
And added sugars.
And I can get with that too. I just don't know why the red meat and the dairy, but okay.
Well, some people
those
don't
are not so
dairy.
Extreme. I mean that's somebody sensible told her that. That's okay. Cool. All right, we have to take a break. And we got lots more stories. And will my head explode any more today? Is that it?
Oh, maybe.
I don't want to have to keep cleaning this stuff off the walls. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So
there was the biggest health expo out in, I think it was in L.A.
California, yeah.
It's called Expo West. It's a trade show of natural food and natural beauty brands.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some of the items that are supposedly coming from that show that are going to be natural food trends coming up soon. Meat bites, they're like freeze-dried meats in a package.
Yeah, so they have Alaskan salmon. But we already have this. Look, we're talking about the process of jerky, beef jerky.
Grass-fed bison.
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing new.
Well, you make your own beef jerky.
Yes, in fact, I'm making it this weekend and videoing it because I mentioned it. Was it on Les? No, I mentioned it this week with Rob Regish on Tuesday. You know, if you want an easy, quick protein snack, just make your own beef jerky.
You ate that in a couple of days the last time.
Yeah, it was
like
almost 3 pounds of beef in a couple of days. And that was in between meals. I'm growing. And look at me. I had somebody walk up to me today and say to me, boy, you've put on some muscle. And I said, yeah, I have.
And you're also getting leaner too.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool. But anyway, we already have jerky. So tell me something new.
And dips, like a hummus type dips. I guess Chobani, the maker of yogurt, is going to get into the hummus type dips.
Dip business. Yeah. I like hummus. I like it.
Well, make sure when you buy your hummus that it doesn't have canola, because so many of them have canola oil or soybean oil. Make sure to get it with tahini oil or olive oil.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to have tahini in it. Which is sesame seed oil.
Yes.
Which, don't forget, sesame has a ligand in it that can actually make you leaner. That's where the supplement Sesamin came from back in 2002, 2003, and it's still around. People use Sesamin to lose weight.
Well, Whole Foods, I know some people don't like Whole Foods, but they make a fresh brand that has only, like, for instance, I buy one that's a little spicy.
Yeah.
So it has jalapeno in it. It has tahini. And chickpeas. It's got very few ingredients in it.
A little salt, some lemon.
Some sea salt and lemon, I think. Yeah.
So look at the ingredients.
Make sure and read the ingredients on your hummus. And the Sabra, don't buy that. That's made by PepsiCo.
And not only is it made by PepsiCo, but isn't that the one that has soybean oil in it?
It's
safflower.
It's loaded with bad ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't have the nutritional information in front of me, but.
What's the other thing that we should be looking forward to?
Well, it says fortified chips, so I guess people are going to be adding I know, like, when we were at the Arnold, there were several manufacturers that had protein-type chips.
So Quest has a new thing on their website called Quest Labs, and they're doing this so that they can introduce new products with consumer feedback. So Quest Labs products are not for general resale consumption. You won't see it in your vitamin shop or your Kroger store, but you can buy them online. Guess what they have in the Quest Labs area?
They have the, like,
looks like a Dorito chip, and they have Cool Ranch, and what was the other one?
It tasted like kind of like a Dorito chip.
I think they had the regular, like, taco flavored one. They had the Cool Ranch, and they're made out of the same protein that they make their Quest potato chips with. Oh my God.
They're good.
They're unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we wanted to order some this week. We didn't get a chance to. I want to order some.
They're not available yet.
No.
They're not available to order.
No.
The multitasking easy to clean juicer. I guess it works with both vegetables and fruits. I think most juicers do, though.
Yeah. I mean, so you can't rinse your juicer out, like, in between things? That's a little silly.
Enthusiasm for putting probiotics into everything.
Yeah. And you know what? There are some things that shouldn't happen. Okay. Probiotics are living organisms. When you buy VSL number 3, the probiotics...
You have to keep it cold.
Number one. Number two, do you realize that there is a quote-unquote food for the probiotics to eat and live on in there with it?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I know. Most people don't realize this, that probiotics, when they make probiotic blends, they have to also put something in there. So I think it's a starch or something that they put in there that the probiotics can eat. The other thing is probiotics can be harmed by different types of pHs. So, for instance... The probiotics in pickles are destroyed because they add a preservative to the pickles that kills the probiotic. So you're not getting the value of the fermentation in a pickle or in an olive, for that matter.
So that's probiotic and not prebiotic.
Right. Okay. Probiotic. There's probiotic in sauerkraut. They don't add those preservatives for whatever reason. I don't know why. So my point is, you may put a probiotic in a drink, but it may not be a probiotic when somebody opens the cap and drinks it. It may be dead.
Well, okay, so my question about probiotics is, what about, okay, so we buy the VSL, which is powdered.
Yes, and there's something food
inside
there.
Well,
when they make it, they bond to the microbe. They bond the food that the microbe needs to live for a certain amount of time.
And so what if you buy capsuled probiotics?
Yeah, it's they're still in there too. Yeah. When they process it, and I don't know how to explain it, but when they process the microbe, they process the microbe with something that sustains its life for a period of time. Yes.
Interesting.
Keeping it cold makes the microbe dormant and keeps it from needing to eat.
But once it warms up,
yeah, they need something to, and I mean, it's not like they have to, like, oh my God, they're starving in there. They just need a little something for a while, but there is something in a probiotic blend that's designed to sustain the lives of the microbes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because they're alive. They're a living culture. Okay, got it.
Right. Adaptogen enhanced everything. We're back to ashwagandha again.
Yeah, you can't get away. No, look, ashwagandha.
This is a tea that has added ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, rhodiola, rosacea. There's a whole bunch of adaptogens out there that are worthy of people's attention. But again, you just don't know what happens when you mix them in with these drinks and preservatives and then package them and put them on shelves, and you don't know. Just because they're adding ashwagandha to a drink doesn't mean it's the same thing as you buying an ashwagandha supplement and taking the capsule. That's
or
my point.
An ashwagandha powder.
Yeah.
So they say that they're using a product called Amla, and I didn't know what Amla is, A-M-L-A. That's an Indian gooseberry.
Oh.
And it's high in vitamin C. It contains vitamins A and B, iron, calcium, phosphorus.
I hate gooseberry. There's a gooseberry on my windshield today from the geese that flew over the house the other day. I don't like them. Big white splatter thing. Ugh, no good. I don't want any gooseberry in my supplements. That's it. How about juice on a stick? Wait a minute. Don't they call that a frozen fruit bar? Are they freaking kidding me with this? Juice on a stick. Green detox, kale, spinach, apple, pineapple, lemon, ginger, and cayenne. We've had juice bars forever.
Right. Well, maybe it's what they're putting in it.
But
they're calling it a green detox.
Okay. I'm so tired of detox everything. These things don't detox you.
Fasting
detoxes you better than a kale, spinach, apple, pineapple, lemon, ginger, cayenne bar. How about, I'm selling detox fast. Send me $10 and you can fast for 16 hours. There you go. Get it today.
And
on sale.
A freeze-dried fruit, which has been around.
Okay, so.
But it's loaded with sugar.
Yeah, of course. So 1963, for those of you old enough to know what was going on in 1963, Kellogg's Corn Flakes introduced the first freeze-dried fruit in a cereal box. I loved it. Corn Flakes with freeze-dried strawberries, sliced strawberries. They were kind of crispy. When you put them in the milk, they got spongy and they absorbed the milk and they got soft again. I used to go in the box and just eat the strawberries. My mother used to get so mad at me because I just would fish out the little strawberry chips and eat them.
Why not just buy some freeze-dried strawberries?
They didn't have freeze-dried strawberries back then. Bird's Eye had frozen strawberries in the container, but we didn't have this was the first freeze-dried fruit added to a commercial food. It was 1963.
Really?
Yeah, so now all of a sudden, oh, we're putting freeze-dried fruit in cereal. Wow, what a novel idea. Why didn't someone think of that before? They did, 1963. Give me a break, okay? And with that note, we have to take a break.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about maple syrup. We talked about maple syrup last week.
Yes.
And since then, there's been some study that came out that maple syrup is good for the brain.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain
working with it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, someone who always listens live, Scott Burbank.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. We love Scott. He just messaged me and said that he uses both ashwagandha and amla. He loves them both. He says he can notice it. He notices a difference when he uses them.
Scott, message me and tell me where you get them.
He also uses Shilajit.
Expensive or not?
Shilajit, which I've heard of too.
What is that?
It's another one of these adaptogens.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there. I used to just.
I guess you just put it like in your protein powder.
No, you put it in your mouth, or you if capsules or whatever.
So I have some of the Great Lakes
collagen protein
powder at home that I use sometimes for additional collagen, because collagen is so good for your skin
your
and
stomach.
Your hair, your nails. So I had some Greek yogurt the other day, and I buy the plain Greek yogurt with nothing in it. It's just the yogurt. And so I thought I'd add a few berries to it, which is raspberries. And then I added.
I need some more protein.
I added some of the collagen to it. It tasted so bad.
Oh, of course.
Oh my gosh. It was terrible.
Well, it's like eating hoof. It's like imagine taking an animal's hoof and pulverizing it to a powder and then putting that in your yogurt. When you told me that, I said to you, I said, oh, that had to taste gross.
It was awful. Yeah. ate it, but I didn't want to. Okay, so let's talk about maple syrup.
Yes, I actually like maple syrup. I like to put it, when I was eating oatmeal, when I was eating carbs, I used to like to put it in my oatmeal.
Oatmeal just makes me so full.
Yeah.
I can't even eat a quarter of a cup. It makes me so full.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maple syrup, evidently, this week, there was a symposium with the American Chemical Society, and one of the presenters who works for the University of Toronto found that an extract of maple syrup may help prevent the misfolding and clumping of two types of proteins found in brain cells, beta amyloid and tau peptide. Yeah. When cellular proteins fold improperly and clump together, they accumulate and form the plaque that is involved in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's and other brain diseases.
Right.
So
did they identify specifically what in maple syrup is responsible for this? Because I'm sure we'll see a drug pretty soon coming out based on it.
I don't know the answer to that. It says here that the maple syrup extract prevented the fibrillation of beta amyloid proteins and exerted neuroprotective effects in rodents' brain cells.
I wonder what the potency of the extract is. Usually an extract is like 10 to 1 or something like
that.
The
maple syrup extract also prolonged the lifespan of an Alzheimer's roundworm.
Oh, wow. But he didn't know it because he forgot who he was. So, okay, so let's be clear about something. This is real maple syrup.
Okay, real quick, though. Natural food products such as green tea, red wine, berries, curcumin, pomegranates continue to be studied for their potential benefits in combating Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah. Again, this is real maple syrup.
So during the break, I just Googled Aunt Jemima because people think that Aunt Jemima syrup is a maple syrup.
Yeah, and I looked up Mrs. Butterworth's.
And you have to buy real maple syrup.
Yeah, it's got to say 100% maple syrup. It usually has a grade on it, grade A, grade double A, grade B. Yeah.
Aunt Jemima's ingredients are corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, water, cellulose gum, put a little wood in it, caramel coloring, salt, sodium benzoate, sorbic acid, and artificial flavors. There's no maple syrup in this.
Well, I guess Mrs. Butterworth's is a little bit worse because it's high fructose corn syrup first, then corn syrup. But then again, water, salt, cellulose gum, molasses. They have molasses in it. Natural and artificial flavors. Potassium sorbate is a preservative. Sodium hexamethylphosphate. I don't know what that is. Citric acid, caramel color, polysorbate 80, which is another thickener, PS, polysorbate 80. So there's no maple syrup in Mrs. Butterworth's either. If you have either of those in your home, throw them away. Just throw them away now.
Just don't feed those to your children either.
No.
I have to thank Carmela for sending me. She sent me some really good information on maple syrup.
Carmela Cierzo in Canada.
In Canada, yeah. Yes. So as a sugar substitute, I guess, you know, if you're going to have something sweet, this is all natural.
Yeah, so like if you're making muffins or something like that and you have and the recipe calls for sugar, you could use maple syrup instead.
Right, and so if it calls for honey, which we talked about honey, I think it was last week, and you don't know if there's pesticides in your honey anymore. And you don't even know if it's real honey. I don't, you know, probably if maple syrup gets really popular, then maybe they're going to start spiking it. Yeah. But anyway, equal amounts of maple syrup. It's like one for one. So if your recipe calls for honey, I mean, you can use maple syrup in the same amounts.
What about if it calls for sugar?
Sugar, 2/3 of a cup maple syrup per 1 cup of sugar.
So it's actually less maple syrup than sugar.
Yes.
And I wonder what if that also puts less sugar in it. That's really good.
Equal amounts of maple syrup when it calls for agave syrup. Mm-hmm. And then for brown sugar, 2/3 of a cup of maple syrup per 1 cup of brown sugar.
Two-thirds of a cup. So it's just like regular white sugar, too. Okay.
And you should reduce the overall liquid in the recipe by 1/4 cup.
Oh, really? To make up for...
And turn the temperature down 25 degrees, so you'll save on your electric bill.
Look at that. Maple syrup saves your brain, saves your electricity, too.
It has manganese in it.
Manganese?
Manganese. I always say that wrong. Sorry.
That's okay.
Manganese, which I had a naturopath tell me that if you use manganese, you'll never get ovarian cancer.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about that.
No. Fibroids. Doesn't
no,
manganese...
it was... No, but he told me you'd never get ovarian cancer.
So you have to have manganese in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
It has zinc in it, calcium, vitamin B2, which we're going to talk about in a little while, magnesium, and potassium.
Good stuff.
It's better than sugar. If you're going to make a recipe that calls for sugar, use maple syrup. At least you get something good out of it.
Yep. And you use less of it. I have to believe that 2/3 of a cup of maple syrup has less overall sugar in it than a full cup of sugar.
Right.
So we actually have to take another break.
Oh, wow. It goes by quick.
Well, we went long on the first segment, so I'm trying to get caught up right now. You know, I'm also the producer of the show, so I have a responsibility to make sure that the show operates a certain way.
Okay.
And I'm also the technician. So if anything goes wrong, I have to fix it. I'm going to fire the technician, quite frankly.
Are you?
Yes, I am. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. We have lots of great stories. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Da-da-da-da-da. It's the number one D-O-double-G. Snoop Dogg. That's how that song's supposed to go. But it doesn't. Because it's a mashup. Yeah, baby. Come for the music and learn about health and fitness. There you go. Welcome back.
Okay, so I truly think that Coca-Cola is trying to repurpose their Coke product.
Yeah, I don't think they like this. I know that's what you're saying, but I got a feeling that when a lot of people hear this, they're not going to ever drink Coca-Cola ever again.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be drinking Coca-Cola.
But
let's
some people
face
do.
It.
Some people still drink it.
Sean Knersfield, I hope you're listening.
I wonder if this is true with diet soda, diet Coke as well.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
Okay, so if you have oil stains on your driveway, you can, or your garage floor, you can remove the stain with Coca-Cola. Pour a liberal amount of cola over the stain, let it bubble and soak for an hour, and then cleanse it with a hose. I'm going to try this.
Yeah, because when I had my old Volvo,
oh my gosh,
it left an oil stain in the
driveway. Not only did it leave oil stains,
rust.
It left rust stains as well.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to try that this weekend. I don't know. It's supposed to be raining this weekend, so we'll try and let you know how it works.
Yeah, we'll put it on and let the rain wash it away.
So anything that will get the corrosive battery acid off shouldn't be, you shouldn't be drinking it.
Well, okay, this one is different. Look. Salt will do that, too.
Okay.
Salt water will do the same thing. So that one, I mean, grease on the driveway, that's something. That's kind of like industrial solvent stuff. This is more of a science project.
If battery you have, acid?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that'll take it off. Baking soda and water, you know. So
It says here that Coke can also be used to defrost a frozen window. If you pour liberal amounts of Coke over the windshield and bumper, oh, and pour it over the windshield to remove frost.
Right.
But if you pour it on your bumper, it can remove bugs.
Well, I actually did this. So I used Coca-Cola to get the frost off of my windshield one time. And then when I was driving to work, I stopped at a light, and a fat kid started licking my window.
Oh, come on.
And I thought, well, I can't do that anymore.
It can be used for pest control.
Yeah.
If you put it in a cup, it will lure wasps or slugs. It attracts them and
bees.
It kills, I know. I
and
would
it'll
never
kill them
do,
too. I
well, that's
them.
Why people who leave cans of Coke laying around and the bees go into
they're
them,
in there. They get stuck in there.
They get stuck in there and they die.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't use it for that. Go ahead.
It says it will boost beneficial bacteria in a compost pile. I would never use it.
Yeah,
in a
because
compost
if you're going
to
use your compost to put on your garden, do you really want the residual remnants of Coca-Cola feeding your tomato plants? I don't think so.
You can clean your toilet bowls with it.
Now, this is a big one. You pour it in your toilet bowl and you use this instead of some toxic cleaner. Wait a minute. Coca-Cola must be a toxic cleaner.
You let it stand for an hour and then just use a stiff brush on it.
Yeah. Yeah. this one here, Rust Buster. If you have rusty bolts and stuff like that you don't want to throw away, you want to actually use them, just soak them in Coca-Cola. So when I was a kid, my Uncle Georgie told me a story. He told me, don't ever drink Coca-Cola. And I said, why? He said, because they did an experiment where they dropped a set of dentures in the Coca-Cola, and 48 hours they were gone.
You're joking.
No, that's what he told me. Now, I never tested it. I never snoped. I mean, this is the first time I'm talking about it. I never snoped it. I don't know if it was true. He was just trying to discourage me from drinking soda. Meanwhile, they all drank beer. All my uncles. But he said if you... If they put dentures in Coca-Cola and in 48 hours they had dissolved.
So if you have cookie sheets, you know how cookie sheets get so
burnt.
Yeah. You can soak them in Coke overnight, and it will remove all of the chemicals,
burn stuff. Mm-hmm. So Coca-Cola can be used as a solvent, folks. Think about this: when someone drinks it, what does it do to your stomach?
It can clean the copper on the bottom of copper pans.
Yeah, so you can use it as a copper cleaner, right? It gets rid of the patina and the tarnish.
Can also,
I better clean silver, too.
It's a stain remover for grease spots on your laundry as well. So if you know somebody that's drinking Coca-Cola, you may want to discourage them from doing so.
I think so.
Okay, so while we're talking about Coca-Cola, let's talk about
one of their products.
Vitamin water, which is a terrible name for this product.
So you know what I said the other day? Anytime you make a really bad product, but you still want people to buy it, you give it a smart name, right? Like smart water, vitamin water. People, smart cars, it's not a smart decision to buy one of those cars. The thing will wrinkle up if a twig falls on it. And so this is a perfect example. Vitamin water. People go, should I drink regular water out of the water bottle there? Or should I drink vitamin water?
I see people at the gym drinking vitamin water while they're working out.
Yeah.
According to Coca-Cola, vitamin water lowers the chance of developing eye diseases, protects us from chronic disease, supports our bones and joints, and improves our immunity.
Here's what I don't understand. How do they get to say that? Why doesn't the FDA stop them? You can't make those are drug-like claims. How do they get away with it?
Because it's Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's my point. So the FDA, if you made a claim like that about a supplement, even if it was supported by research, they would say, you're making drug-like claims. You can't do that. But Coca-Cola can do it. That's terrible.
It has 27 grams of sugar in it in one bottle.
Yeah.
And who knows if the bottle's one serving size or two.
Yeah, right. 27 grams per serving.
Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It contains, the first ingredient is cane sugar, crystalline fructose, reverse osmosis water, and then less than 0.5% of potassium phosphate, citric acid, calcium lactate, magnesium lactate, and then it has some electrolytes in it.
Vitamin water.
Yes.
That sounds like crap to me. Terrible.
So stay away from vitamin water. It has artificial colors in it also.
Yeah, you can't buy anything that Coca-Cola makes.
Did you want to make a couple announcements?
Yes. So we've gone through 3 months of Thrive Advanced Protein Powder in 2 weeks. We're down to like, I don't even know what we have. I think if anybody places orders today and tomorrow, you'll be fine. But I think we're going to be on back order for Thrive Advanced next week. So I'm just giving people a heads up. We went through 3 months of Thrive Advanced in 2 weeks. That's how popular this product. And let me tell you, it was the reorders.
The reorders were quick.
Everybody bought one jug, and then they came back and bought a case, 2 cases. We have people that bought 3 cases of Thrive Advanced, 3 cases at one time. Not just one person, many people. So we went through 3 months of inventory in 2 weeks. Obviously, this next production run, we're going to make a lot more because people love it. But just want to give you a heads up. If you go to the website next week and it says back ordered, go ahead and order it because I predict that it'll go very fast again. So there you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You'll listen to Casual Friday in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ ready, dance floor ready, everybody ready, let's go!
Welcome back. Okay, what's next?
I want to talk about estrogen. So many people are having issues with estrogen dominance, and not just women, men too.
Yeah.
Men have estrogen in their body, and they can also be estrogen. Do men get their estrogen checked when they have the blood work done?
Very recently, yes. But the reality is that you can't use the same estrogen test on a man as you use on a woman, and they do. You're really supposed to do a high sensitivity assay on a man because his levels are so much lower than a woman's.
Doesn't testosterone convert to estrogen in both men and women?
Yes, but really that's where men get their estrogen from. We don't produce estrogen as a direct hormone. We produce it as a metabolite of testosterone.
So if a man is on HRT, then he should be on an aromatase inhibitor?
Not necessarily. No.
So then how do you know?
You have to test them. You have to see if he's converting. They called aromatizers, men who produce a lot of estrogen from testosterone aromatizers. Not all men are. The more body fat you have, the more estrogen you'll produce from your testosterone.
Right. So, because the body fat will store the estrogen as well.
No. Body fat is where aromatase enzyme resides. So the more body fat you have, the more of the enzyme you have. The more of the enzyme you have, the more testosterone you convert to estrogen.
Okay. So when you help your body to eliminate estrogen safely, then you can lose body fat quicker.
That's not true. The exact opposite is the case. Research has shown that in both men and women, estrogen is lipolytic.
Well,
you're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's,
well, according to Charles Poliquin, helping your body eliminate estrogen safely can help you lose body fat and reduce cancer risk.
Well, it probably can reduce cancer risk, but I think the new research is when did he write that article? Does it have a date on it?
Oh, yeah, it was 2012.
Yeah. So in the past 2 years, we've seen studies on both men and women that have shown that in men, so they took two groups of men. All of them were put on hormone replacement therapy. All of them were put on testosterone replacement therapy, 250 milligrams a week. One group got an aromatase inhibitor. The other one didn't. They assayed their estrogen levels. The men on the aromatase inhibitor had very, very low estradiol levels. The men on the that didn't get the aromatase inhibitor had higher, but still within range. The men who got the aromatase inhibitor did not see the body fat reduction that the men who only had testosterone saw. So estrogen in that case actually made men leaner. Go ahead.
There's a difference in the different types of estrogens, the estradiol, estradiol, and estrones.
Yeah, but the only women. one they pay attention to as the baseline is estradiol, because that's the one that is most biologically available. I mean, active. That's the one that conveys all the effects of estrogen.
Well, but you can have a dominance or too much estrone and not enough estradiol.
That's a woman you're talking about.
Yes.
Now. Yes. So in women, they've already proven in several really good studies that the reason women get fatter when they go through menopause is their body wants more estradiol. And as a result of that, the body knows that if it stores fat, the fat cells start making their own estrogen through the process of aromatization. So a woman gets fatter and fatter as her body wants more estrogen, not because the estrogen's making her fatter. That's why women don't get fat until their estrogen levels start to drop. The body's trying to compensate. It's going, wait, we want more estrogen.
Okay, so then what about the environmental estrogens that our body, we get from the xenoestrogens in the environment, from phthalates?
And phytoestrogens from soy. Yeah, exactly.
From, you know,
BPA.
Pesticides, right. BPA.
Yeah.
So that's accumulating in our body too.
But those estrogens may actually be more harmful, and they have the xenoestrogens may be more harmful because they're synthetic estrogens. They look like estrogen, but the body doesn't really recognize them to the same degree. They have some estrogenic effects, but they also could have some undesirable, unknown effects, and they're the ones that may be more linked to the cancers, quite frankly. I mean, it makes perfect sense that something that's synthetic, the body doesn't treat it the same as something that is in the same form that the body recognizes. But this is an old, outdated idea that a lot of bodybuilders still believe, that estrogen makes you fat. No, the body wants estrogen, so it makes fat. You raise the estrogen levels, fat goes down in women. You suppress estrogen conversion in a man, and he starts getting fatter. In fact, there's evidence that men who take aromatase inhibitors, it also pushes them towards insulin resistance.
So estrogen is metabolized by the liver.
Yeah, to get it. The liver has receptors that are like little gloves. They catch the estrogen, and they try to get the excess estrogen out of the body.
Okay, so if your body can convert estrogen, now this is according to Charles Poliquin,
right,
along with a 2-hydroxy pathway, it will be healthier and you'll decrease your cancer risk. If your body converts it along the 16-alpha-hydroxy pathway, it will be at a greater cancer risk.
Okay, and so that's where DIM works. So DIM actually causes you to excrete the bad estrogen, the estrone, the one that's associated
but
with
cancer. But you have to be careful when you take DIM. Don't take too much DIM because it has negative side effects if you take too much of it.
Really? What are they? I don't know that. Does it affect your thyroid?
Well, it causes really bad headaches. And I've been taking DIM to rid the body of the environmental estrogens because it will get rid of those as
right,
well.
Right.
And
so too much will give you a headache.
Too much will give you a headache, yeah.
Yeah.
People who are at a normal healthy weight should take 100 milligrams a day. Take 200 if you're overweight or significant health concerns like PMS, menopause, chronic inflammation, or a family history of cancers.
Now here's another interesting thing about estradiol. We're talking about E2 specifically, because that's not estrone, not estriol, estradiol. Estradiol suppresses inflammation. It doesn't increase inflammation. Estrone may increase inflammation. That's possible. But estradiol doesn't. I just want to, I'm just throwing this in there because there's a lot of misunderstandings about estradiol that we are starting
there's
to
There's a lot of misunderstanding about estrogen in
general.
General.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
There's a lot of new research on the effects of DIM on the estrogen metabolism. And I think DIM also helps with inflammation in the body as well.
Maybe it does.
It's derived from
broccoli,
cabbage, Brussels sprouts, any cruciferous vegetables.
So if you eat enough cruciferous
but
vegetables,
you can't eat enough.
Oh, is that what it? I was
no,
say,
you can't. You'd have to eat 2 pounds of them a day.
A day. And then I'd have to drink that with my 100 bottles of wine to get all my resveratrol. I just drink wine and eat broccoli all day.
It says here some experts also recommend DIM to fight chronic inflammation in the body as well.
Hmm. Interesting.
So.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I think that the DIM is a would be beneficial to help in different ways with the estrogen.
Well, especially women who are like, let's say, if you live in Tuscola and you're exposed to a lot of pesticides. And herbicides, and these have xenoestrogens in them. DIM would be a good thing for you to take to reduce the accumulation of these xenoestrogens in your body.
So, like I said a few minutes ago, according to Charles Poliquin, the C2 pathway is the healthy pathway for the estrogen. All right, and according to him, the omega-3 fatty acids. If you supplement with omega-3 fatty acids, it's also been shown to help promote the metabolism of estrogen through the C2 pathway.
Interesting. And that's an anti-inflammatory, that's interesting.
Yes. And then also the to stop testosterone from converting to estrogen.
So Scott Burbank just said, I wish beer didn't raise estrogen. It actually... Beer doesn't necessarily raise estrogen. It actually has phytoestrogens in it in the form of hops. So the hops that they make the beer is actually high in phytoestrogens, perhaps even higher than soy. But the reason we don't talk about that is nobody eats hops. They eat soy and flaxseed. But yes, hops. And I don't know if people remember this, and I'm saying this for Scott especially, but about 8 or 9 years ago, there were pills being sold on TV and in magazines that guaranteed to raise a woman's breast size 1 to 2 cups. Do you remember these pills? Do you remember this?
No.
They were nothing but pure hops. That's all they were. They were encapsulated hops, and they worked. Women took them, and their boobs got bigger. And then the FDA shut it down.
Really?
Yep.
So if a woman drinks beer, will her boobs get bigger?
Well, unfortunately, everything will get bigger. But yes, her boobs will get bigger too. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, hops are one of the greatest concentrations of phytoestrogens found in plants.
Okay, so nutrients that have a proven effect on aromatase include selenium, melatonin, zinc, green tea, citrus, flavonoids, substances that are found in orange and grapefruit rinds, along with tomato skins.
Yeah. So all the stuff we eat and use. I take my melatonin every night religiously. I've been taking melatonin. I was thinking about this the other day. I've been taking melatonin since 1999. every night religiously. I don't miss it. I mean, I've had the rare occasion where I traveled and I didn't take a pill, you know, a tablet with me. But I've been taking melatonin forever.
The C2 pathway produces very weak estrogenic activity, is termed good estrogen. In contrast, the C16 pathway produces robust estrogenic activity and promotes tissue damage that leads to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the key nutrients for supporting the C2 pathway, as I mentioned a little while ago, was fish oil, B vitamins, mm-hmm. and then the DIM that we just talked about. The B vitamins, particularly B6, B12, and folic acid, promote the C2 pathway.
Interesting.
B6 is also known to decrease gene activity once estrogen is bound to a receptor, meaning that this vitamin can inhibit cell damage and cancer development.
Interesting.
That's B6.
Yeah.
So should you take just the B complex, or
I would take the B complex. The problem with most B complexes is that they use cyanocobalamin instead of methyl or hydroxycobalamin. That's the only reason why I don't take a complex anymore. I really would like to see people step up that make B complexes and use methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin.
So you haven't been able to find a B complex that has the.
I haven't looked that hard. I eat so much beef and eggs. I eat beef liver. I mean, I get a lot of B vitamins. And then also, the gut makes B vitamins. The microbes in your gut make B vitamins, if you have enough vitamin D in your body, by the way.
Okay, so you have, once you shift your estrogen elimination to the C2 pathway, you have to make sure it gets excreted from the body. So two things that you can do to help that is...
Go potty often.
magnesium. And Sam E.
Oh yeah, Sam E, which is a relative of DMSO. It's a sulfate. It's a sulfide. I actually have Sam E at home.
I do too.
Yeah.
In order to you take this in order to avoid the production of quinones. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. The best brand of Sam E is Davis Jr.
Ha, ha, ha.
Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis. I said it. Nobody left. Okay.
Okay. And then you need to supplement with essential nutrients, the B vitamins, the zinc, omega-3 fish oils, DIM, green tea, magnesium, selenium, melatonin, and vitamin E, which aids in estrogen elimination.
But if you're going to use a vitamin E, use a whole spectrum, all four tocopherols, or four tocotrienols from natural sources, not synthetic. There's a lot of good research out there that shows that that's the best vitamin E to use.
Low vitamin E is associated with elevated estrogen and has been shown to inhibit the growth of breast and prostate cancers.
Well, you know what else will shut down aromatase? Both zinc, which you just said, and vitamin C. Vitamin C will reduce aromatase. Plus, any anti-inflammatory natural anti-inflammatory supplement like fish oil, like curcumin, that also reduces aromatase enzyme.
Scott Burbank, this is for you. Alcohol increases estrogen levels in men and women and has been shown to decrease testosterone as well.
Yeah. Well, if again, because of the aromatization pathway, if your estrogen levels are going up, your testosterone is going down because it's siphoning your testosterone off to make estrogen.
For optimal estrogen metabolism, it's recommended that you eliminate all alcohol besides certain wines. There's a Spanish wine which is rich in antioxidants that helps remove estrogens.
Now you lost me. Look, alcohol is a neurotoxin. That's why it gives you a buzz. So there, I don't buy the whole, well, there's good antioxidants in it. My old adage, you know, if I coated a bullet in vitamin C and shot you with it, would you say, oh, but it's got vitamin C, it's good for me? No, of course not, because the damage it's doing far outweighs the benefits of the vitamin C. Alcohol, look, I love to drink. I used to drink a lot. I love the buzz it gives me. I love the way it makes me feel. But I am not going to lie to myself and say, but it's good for me too, because it's not good for you. Alcohol is a neurotoxin. And if it's good for you, give it to your dog and give it to your six-year-old. Because if it's good for you, it'd be great for them.
Well, didn't you get it when you were 6 years old?
Yes, and look at me. My mother took Valium and smoked cigarettes when she was carrying me. Look how I turned out. Learn from me. Don't be like me. We'll be right back.
tested, real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm delicious. She's so Fergalicious. You don't hear about Fergie anymore. What's going on with her?
I have no idea.
She's Fergalicious. Okay.
Okay, so I just want to talk about a few things that you can do to avoid environmental estrogens.
Yes, you can get your whole body sealed in plastic. Oh, no,
no,
that won't work
plastic.
Either.
That's got BPA
then
in
then
it.
You'll absorb the plasticizer.
You know, Target makes a BPA sandwich bag, but then you have to worry about the other... Like it's
plasticizers.
Yeah, the other plasticizers.
Yeah, we don't know. They're all probably endocrine disruptors.
I'm just trying to use glass containers with everything that I can.
I brought my sandwich in glass the other day, but then I dropped it and it broke.
Did you eat it anyway?
Yeah, I had old glass in it. No.
Okay, so of course eat organic. We follow the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15.
Yeah, EWG has a great app. They'll tell you what you can get by with not buying organic. It's a fantastic app.
Use natural cleaning products. Just because it says green on the label, you need to check the ingredients. I use vinegar for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Vinegar is really good.
Really works good.
It does.
And be careful about using Clorox a lot. A lot of people like to use Clorox to clean bathrooms and stuff. Clorox will destroy your thyroid. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, it's one of the halogens, chlorine, chloride. It's one of the halogens. It competes with iodine or iodide in the body. And people use Clorox like it's no big deal. You know, wear rubber gloves. Don't get it on your skin. And try not to inhale it too much.
And don't get it on your clothes.
Yeah, they used to use Clorox. Yeah, thank you. My mother always used to splash Clorox on everything. My poor mother, she used Clorox for everything. I don't even know. She may have washed her hair with it. And that stuff is poison. It's so harsh. They used to use chlorine gas in World War I to kill people. So.
Use natural personal care products such as shampoo and conditioner. Avoid scented candles and air fresheners. Avoid plastic containers, which we all know. Never microwave and heat. Or heat plastic.
You shouldn't microwave anything in plastic, ever.
Never, no.
And, you know, they sell so many prepared foods nowadays that, oh, it's so simple. Just put the rice in the bag in the microwave. No, take it out of the plastic bag.
You know, and don't put it in boiling water either. Because
the same
heat's going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Paper receipts. Don't take receipts because half of them contain BPA. And there's evidence that cashiers have very high BPA levels.
What does?
Cash register receipts.
Oh, cashier. Yes, cash register receipts. Yes, we talked about that. Yeah.
Use about that. Cloth bags.
So the other day I had to pick my teeth. I swear to God, this is a true story. I had just eaten something. There was something in between my teeth, and I had nothing in the car. I was driving. But I had the register receipt.
Oh, great.
No, I didn't use it. I started to fold it up, like fold it again to make it like rigid, more rigid. And I was about to use it, and then I thought, we talked about that there's something bad about these register receipts. And I ended up I just threw it back on the seat, and I didn't use it. I almost used it.
Well, you should carry dental floss. Or they have those little, interproximal brushes.
You like won't let me carry toothpicks anymore.
Well, carry a toothpick. I don't care.
Because I leave them all over the house.
Now he's leaving chewing gum all over the house.
So the other day, Elisa goes to get in the shower. I've been chewing gum a lot. It helps me when I'm done eating. It helps me stop eating. So she goes, as long as you're going to act like a kid, I'm going to treat you like a kid. Come here. And she takes me in. So on the hinge.
I'd just gotten out of the shower and there was gum in the shower.
No, what? It was on the hinge of the shower door. I was chewing gum in the shower. I had a shave. I decided, let me take the gum out of my mouth. I put it on top of the hinge on the shower door, meaning to remove it when I got out of the shower. But of course, being the ADHD kid I am, I left it in there. She goes, if you're going to act like a kid, I'm going to treat you like a kid. Don't chew gum in the shower.
Well, okay. So the rest of the story, he leaves gum in his pockets when he's working out.
No, not in my pockets. It was on my towel. I went into the sauna. I took the gum out of my mouth and put it on my towel, forgot it was there, and then you washed the clothes with the towel and the gum got all over the clothes.
Yes. Well, thank goodness I don't wash clothes, my clothes with your clothes.
All you ladies out there, see how wonderful it is to have me as your guy? Gum all over the clothes, toothpicks on the floor. I'm wonderful.
Yeah. So speaking of gum, do you know what happens when you swallow gum?
My mother told me that don't ever swallow gum because it'll get caught in your stomach and you won't be able to swallow anything anymore. That's what she told me to keep me from swallowing it.
Your stomach can't break down the digestive enzymes. So
it
just,
out.
Yeah, you just
it
eliminate, out. You eliminate it through your waste.
And if you're gassy, you'll blow bubbles.
So, but I guess children shouldn't swallow gum because evidently it can ball up and build up inside.
Yeah, cause a blockage.
Yeah, and cause them to block. So, I mean, there's really no harm, but uh-oh.
You know how my mother got me to stop swallowing can you get it? I got your mic muted. You know how my mother got me to stop swallowing watermelon seeds? 1 year, watermelons were so beautiful. My mother was buying watermelons, and I'm eating the watermelons. And she would say to me, she'd get my bowl, and she'd go, where are the seeds? And I go, I swallowed them. And she goes, no, you're not supposed to swallow the watermelon seeds. So after like two or three times of doing this, she said to me, you know what happens when you swallow watermelon seeds? I says, no, what? She goes, a watermelon plant is going to grow in your stomach, and it's going to grow, and it's going to bust right through your stomach, and you're going to die. And I stopped swallowing watermelon seeds after that because I thought she was telling me the truth.
If someone's stomach isn't working properly, or they have had stomach emptying problems, or they have had intestinal blockage, they shouldn't chew gum.
No. Well, don't swallow it. Just don't swallow.
I mean, they shouldn't swallow gum.
Yeah,
that's
just
what
don't
I meant
swallow
to say.
It. I mean, chew it, but don't swallow. They call it chewing gum, not swallowing gum.
Okay, so gum is not biodegradable, and you shouldn't be leaving it in the shower because it will be there forever.
Yes, ever and ever. If I lived by myself, it would be there forever.
It's made forever, so you shouldn't throw it out of your window while you're driving in the car.
Why
because
not?
Because it's not biodegradable, and then the birds are going to eat it.
No, they don't eat it. You said that's a myth, but think about it. If you throw the gum out while you're driving, they'll have to repair the roads less frequently because the gum will get pressed in with the tar and keep the roads from cracking. We should be all throwing our gum on the street, all of us. It'll save tax dollars.
Are you getting ready to go to
a
break?
I am.
Okay.
So when I took the gum, when Elisa made me take the gum off the hinge the other day, I acted like I put it back in my mouth. She goes, you did not put that back in your mouth. I says, no, I didn't. I thought about it, but I didn't do it. I will be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman
curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like this song, Punjabi. Oh, look, you're doing like the little Indian girl. That's good. Shaking
we
your shoulders.
We need to put a camera in here so that we can, yeah. Everybody can watch us.
Yeah, you do your little shoulder shimmy there. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. There you go, girl.
Okay, so just really quick, while we were talking about gum a few minutes ago, I typically would prefer to chew a gum that has xylitol in it because it doesn't have all the chemicals in it.
Whoa. Oh, you mean sucralose and stuff like that.
Unlike somebody else that I know.
Yeah, I like the chemicals, yeah.
The xylitol gum that I chew, it's Spry, I think is the name of it.
And xylitol is actually supposed to be healthier for your gums
and
teeth.
Xylitol will help clean your teeth. Like if you're chewing it after a meal, if you can't brush, it will help to get bacteria from the pits and fissures of your teeth as well.
Right.
So dentists do give it to patients to chew.
Right.
Say if you're somewhere and you can't brush after you eat, then chew xylitol gum.
Okay.
But it has been known to cause GI upset.
Yeah, but a little tiny bit that's in the gum, would that...
Yeah, don't chew five of them. Just chew one or two.
Don't swallow it.
And don't swallow it. Okay, but you have to be careful if you have dogs because xylitol is highly poisonous to dogs.
Really?
It's very dangerous to dogs, yes. It doesn't affect the glucose level in people, but when ingested by dogs, it can cause a dangerous surge of insulin.
Oh, my God.
In as little as 15 minutes, the blood sugar of a dog that has eaten gum containing xylitol may register a marked drop in blood sugar.
They go into a coma.
At higher doses, xylitol is toxic to dogs.
Oh.
Just 3 grams of xylitol can kill a 65-pound dog.
Oh, that's sad.
Because of the amount of sweetener used in sugar-free chewing gums varies, the number of sticks that would prove fatal to a pooch of that size can't be stated with precision. So if you have a dog,
if you chew gum with xylitol in it and have a dog, don't leave the gum around like some people do.
Yeah, and that holds true for other products with xylitol also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So just be...
Poor dogs. They can't eat xylitol. They can't eat chocolate. It's got to be miserable. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so what did you want to talk about?
Oh, so many things. I wanted to say, I track everything I do with my Fitbit, and so I gave up caffeine after the Arnold again, and I was actually using Stims during the Arnold.
You were?
I was using Super Stim from DS because I was exhausted. I didn't feel like walking around, so I was using it. And since then, my resting heart rate has gone down from 68 to 58. Isn't that remarkable just by giving up caffeine?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
So do you know what happens to birds when they're fed Prozac?
They start tweeting sad songs?
No, the same thing that happens to humans.
Which is? They become boring and unlikable?
No, it does the same thing to birds that whatever it does to humans... That's what it does to
birds.
Well,
but what does it do? It confuses them. It gives them. It robs them of the desire of life and enjoyment.
The researchers found that the drug behaved similar in both the bird and the human systems. Such results are invaluable in understanding how to use data detailing the effects of pharmaceuticals in humans applying this across the wildlife species.
Yeah, you mess with their brains. So Michael Malcolm McGregor.
So we need to eliminate these drugs from our wastewater systems.
Yeah, because it's coming out of it's, and never mind that. Yeah, exactly. What is it doing to fish? What is it doing to anything with a brain?
In one study from the Puget Sound, it found that young salmon tested positive for everything from Advil to cocaine to Lipitor.
In the salmon's defense, the ones that were using the cocaine were much happier than the ones that were using the antidepressants.
Everybody's a joke or jokester.
Michael Malcolm McGregor is a listener who lives on the West Coast, and he's also a phlebotomist. And he posted on my Facebook wall today. He said, so we know many superhumans are not fans of antidepressants and the vast number of drugs like them. Well, I run blood tests on patients that are on them for long terms, and it causes lipid damage, liver A1C problems, but with so many docs handing these drugs out, not everyone is being monitored for the side effects and damage. Something to think about. So what he's talking about is, you know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it was always thought that they only affected the brain. But now we found out that, well, there's serotonin receptors in soft tissue. There's serotonin receptors in the heart. And these drugs that are supposed to be tissue specific, oh, it only affects the brain, we know that people who are on SSRIs long term, they end up with heart valve problems. Okay? Maybe that's where all the mitral valve prolapse and atrial fib is coming from and all these valve problems, because these people aren't. The other thing is women who are on SSRIs long term, they get this little like pooch below the navel, and their belly looks like an upside down light bulb, because the soft tissue that holds the intestines in place starts to weaken and sag, and their intestines collapse and push out on their lower abdomen. And that's all from SSRIs. So he's right. Now we're finding out that it could cause dyslipidemia, obviously, because the liver probably has serotonin receptors in it. God knows what else it's doing to people. And they give these people these antidepressants and send them home. Listen, one of those, Abilify, which is considered an antidepressant, one of the side effects is death due to diabetic coma. So what's it doing to your blood sugar levels? I mean, it's crazy what they're doing today with these drugs, giving these people these drugs, and these drugs require drugs to cover up the bad effects of the drug. It's like it's a never-ending battle. I feel sorry for anybody who goes to a doctor and the doctor hands them a pill and they take it.
The sad part about that is like the generation from my parents' generation, they think that that's what they're supposed to do.
Listen to your doctor. Take your drugs. Take
your medicine. My stepfather said to me the other day, don't you worry. You'll be on medication someday. We were talking about his little pill case that he has.
Right.
And he asked me if I had anything. I said, well, I have supplements, but I don't use medicine.
Right.
And he said, well, don't worry. Someday you will.
Yeah. And that's terrible, because it's not true. You don't have to be on these medications if you don't want to. Okay, let's move on.
So there's a new study that just was released about slow-loading web content.
Yeah.
Such as
videos.
Videos and just pages that
drives
are loading
me
so
crazy.
Slow.
Crazy. On Facebook especially, I want to drag down a page and the page will lock up on some video that wants to run and I don't want to watch the video and I have to close the page and reopen it to get the damn thing to unlock.
So Ericsson, which is a communication technology company, did a study, and according to them, a consumer's heart rate will increase by 38% due to delays in loading web content.
Yeah, they become aggravated.
On average, stress rises from 19% to 34% when videos rebuffer.
Terrible. Interesting.
So it's about the same as watching a horror movie.
Yeah, how do you like that? Just the frustration of it all. I want to, can we talk about grounding and then take a break and come back and talk about ham, because Easter's right around the corner.
Sure.
Okay, so.
I wanted to revisit grounding.
You know, I'm starting to think that maybe it's not a bunch of hooey. I think that maybe we need to look into this.
Didn't you do a show on earthing before?
Oh, I've done them before, yeah. Yeah, but I do a lot of shows. I don't necessarily pick up everything and run with it because I'm not convinced yet. But maybe there's something to it.
According to the cardiologist, Stephen Sinatra.
Dr. Sinatra, fantastic cardiologist who created the Sinatra solution where people were having heart failure and he supplemented them with CoQ10, magnesium, D-ribose, and acetyl L-carnitine and pulled them back from the precipices of death. And then they didn't need heart transplants after that.
He wrote a book called Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. He said that a reduction in inflammation as a result of earthing has been documented with infrared medical imaging and with measurements of blood chemistry and white blood cell counts. The logical explanation for the anti-inflammatory effects is that grounding the body allows negatively charged antioxidant electrons from the earth to enter the body and neutralize positively charged free radicals at sites of inflammation. Flow of electrons from the earth to the body has been well documented.
So
a quote from him.
Yeah, is it enough to just go out barefoot and stand in your garden for 5 or 10 minutes?
There was a 2004 study that looked at the grounding the human body during sleep.
Because they have those sheets now.
They have grounding sheets. Yeah. And measured cortisol levels and subjective reporting of sleep pain and stress. The study found that the patients who were grounded during sleep had reduced nighttime levels of cortisol and an overall normalization of cortisol secretion during the day. If your cortisol levels are off, your sleep will be off. Subjective reporting by the study participants indicated that grounding during sleep improved sleep quality, reduced pain, and lowered stress.
So you buy these sheets and they're grounded. Like you could ground them to your cold water pipe if you still have copper pipes in your house or you have to go out and drive a stake into the ground. The only thing that freaks me out about that is if I'm sleeping under a sheet.
Well, we all live in a pool of RF every
year. But we're not talking about RF now. We're not talking about RF.
Okay.
Grounding is completely different.
Okay.
Okay. Grounding actually makes you part of the wire. Think of it that way, between the earth.
So how does that help if you ground yourself?
Well, what they said was basically you have free flow of electrons, which can be thought as energy.
That's what Sinatra said, yeah.
But my point, the only thing that freaks me out about grounding, the reason why I haven't bought into this is because, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so I got this sheet. They're usually made out of carbon. A carbon fiber. I've got this sheet. It's got a wire attached to it. The wire goes ultimately to a ground source, which could be a copper pipe like the main water pipe in the house, or outside into a stake into the ground in order to ground it. What happens when lightning strikes around your house? Because think about it.
They deliver free electrons from the earth to you.
Yes, but okay, that's exactly my point. So if the lightning strikes outside on the ground 10, 15, 20 feet from your house, are you going to get zapped? Because have you ever lived in a house that had lightning rods on it? Because I did. Have you ever seen a lightning rod? So when you live in an environment where there's a potential to be your home is going to be struck by lightning, they put lightning rods at different points of the roof at the highest place. The lightning rod has a big copper cable. It looks like a battery cable that runs down your house into the ground. The idea is that the lightning strikes the lightning rod and is diverted down the cable into the ground instead of striking your house. What happens if the opposite happens? If the lightning rod is you, you're sleeping in the bedroom and lightning strikes outside the house. Isn't that lightning going to travel up that wire to your carbon fiber sheet?
Why don't you ask Dr. Sinatra that?
That's the only reason why I haven't been able to get with this. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want like stuff coming back up the wire.
Well, okay, so nobody walks barefoot. Wouldn't it just help if we all go outside in our yard and touch the earth to our feet?
Yeah, but that's not going to work for very long, obviously. I mean, it takes longer than that for this whole migration of electrons to happen. No, I'm interested in doing some research. Maybe it's time to get with this program and buy some grounding sheets. Yeah, I'm willing. I just have to get some questions answered. I just don't want to become a human lightning rod one night during a thunderstorm. That's all.
Well, then can't you just unplug it during a lightning storm?
You'd have to go outside and unplug it, I guess, right?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to find out. Maybe they have, like, in storms, disconnect this wire. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's all it is. All right, we'll be right back. I want to talk about ham. Pork is the other white meat.
Bacon.
Yeah, bacon. I want to talk about bacon. Bacon, bacon. Baking bacon.
Bacon, baby.
All right, stay tuned.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I miss Kurt Cobain. I watched his documentary, Bleached, about his death and everything surrounding his death. It's really amazing. I think he was murdered. I do.
Seriously?
Yeah, I do.
A
lot of people
watch
do.
That.
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about Ham a little bit because, well, first I want to mention something. You said something in the last segment, and you're actually right, and I thought about it during the commercial break. We do live in a soup of RF, and that's another problem for stimulating people's brains while they're asleep. I think sleeping under a grounded sheet would also create a shield where the RF would be absorbed into that.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. So it would help with that as well.
Yes.
Okay, so...
We've made some bacon this weekend. We talked about bacon. Remember the guy with the experiment that he ate bacon for a month only and he lost 19.6 pounds, which is what we talked about last Friday?
Well, I ate bacon for an hour and I lost 0.3.25 pounds in just 1 hour. So there you go.
So Carl bought some Black Forest bacon, which is not cheap.
Unbelievable. It was so thick, too.
And I never eat bacon. But so Sunday, my niece and nephew were at the house. So we made bacon and eggs for breakfast for them. So we obviously got out of bed before they did. And so Carl baked this Black Forest bacon in the oven.
You know,
and the whole house smelled of bacon for days.
But it smelled so good. But I got to tell you something. If you fry bacon, you're wasting your time. Bacon should be baked. Put it on a cookie sheet, preferably that the grease can stay in. Not one where a lot of people put it on a rack and let it drip through. Don't do that. Put it on a cookie sheet. Put it in the oven at 400 degrees, and it's ready in 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It is the single best bacon you'll ever have in your life. And then you can save the grease. I put the grease in a ball jar, put it in the refrigerator out in the garage, because I'll use that to cook with if I want something that has a smoky bacon flavor. But it dawned on me. Why am I frying bacon? It's so messy to fry, and it gets all greasy. Doesn't fit in the pan. It ends up all crinkly and wrinkly. Bake your bacon. I promise you, you'll never do it any other way. And you can actually lay the bacon halfway on each slice, like when you fan a deck of cards. They don't have to be separated. They can actually be on top of each other a little bit. Oh, my God. Wasn't that the best bacon?
It was really good, and I don't typically eat bacon, but the house smelled so good. So another thing about that Black Forest bacon was there wasn't a lot of fat on it. It was very meaty.
Very meaty, yeah. And I know that you don't like the fat. I do like the fat.
I don't like the fat. I just like the meat part. So there was very little fat on it.
Pork is really great. The problem is getting good quality pork. That's the real problem.
Okay, so do you know, like, how to buy a ham?
No, I don't. I really don't know what I know what part of the pig the ham comes from. It's the hind leg.
Right. The word ham actually refers to a hind leg of a hog. If you buy, like, the whole ham, it usually feeds 8 to 20 people. And a half ham will serve 8 to 10 people.
18 to 20 people and 8 to 10.
18,
yeah.
Did I say? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. 18 to 20 people. Yeah. And then there's the shank end, which is the section closest to the trotter.
The hoof? I'm assuming the trotter is the foot.
Even though the butt end is larger, it contains part of the femur.
Right.
And... the shank end, on the other hand, has less connective tissue and more uniform meat. Mm. Therefore, it will cook more evenly.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks fancier or more handsome on a platter, like if you're serving...
With the bone in the center of
it. Right,
yeah.
If you're serving people at
I
Easter time.
I love the marrow inside the bone. If you get one that the marrow hasn't been pulled out already, it's so good. Oh, my God.
You can also get a fresh ham, which is an uncured bone-in leg of pork.
Mm-hmm.
It evidently is sweet and tender. And did you know that there's such a thing as a picnic ham?
I've heard of it before. It's just a smaller ham, I thought.
No, it's cured, but it's not a true ham. It comes from the lower end of the pork shoulder.
Oh, really?
It needs slow, moist cooking, but it tastes really good afterward.
Right. I remember there's something that I learned about that's unique to Cincinnati, Ohio, called a cottage ham, which I think is like all of the parts of the butt, but they chop, flake, and form it into a brick. You know what I mean? Because that's how they usually make real, like, finding whole ham is hard. Most of the ham that you buy, it's been chopped up in pieces and then pressed into a form to be square or round or something like that. And I think that's what a cottage ham is, but it's really good too.
So there's what is known as a city cured or city ham.
Mm-hmm.
It's soaked in or injected with a brine of water, salt, and sugar before cooking mm-hmm. and then smoked for a few days.
Interesting.
And then there's also country ham.
We have a lot of that here. It's salty. Oh, my God.
Which is dry cured for weeks in salt.
Yeah.
And then smoked and aged for a year.
We have some of the best country ham in the world right here in Kentucky. There are places that have been around for 200 years making country ham right here in Kentucky. It's amazing.
I've never had it.
Oh, yeah, I have. I've had plenty of it. One of them is the Taylor family, Taylor family hams. I mean, there's some amazing country ham here in Kentucky. I just have a hard time with all the salt. It's just so salty.
So did J. King, the farmer, teach you about pork?
Well, so our Mennonite farmer that we get our raw milk from, we also get our pork from him. And over the past 20 years, he has hybridized and bred a specific type of pig. It is the best ham in the world. And I learned from him, so you don't think about this, but pigs with big floppy ears move less and have more fat in their muscle meat, as opposed to pigs that don't have ears that cover up a field of their vision, that forage more and move more, and they have more dense, lean muscle. And red pigs taste different than the black and white pigs, and so on and so forth. So over the past 20 years, Jay has raised and bred and hybridized a red pig that typically has long ears with short ears. So what he ended up with is a red pig with short ears that forages more and moves more and thus has leaner meat. It's not as fatty meat. It's the best pork in the world. I buy his pork sausage. I buy Italian sausage, breakfast sausage from him. I've bought hams from him. It's the best pork in the world. And, you know, these are not your traditional pigs that you see in commercial farms, those white pigs. This is a breed of pig that's really closer to a feral pig. To what you want to call a heritage pig.
Right.
These pigs haven't been selected for what commercial pigs are looked for. You know what I mean? Which is I don't like that commercial ham. It's fatty. It almost has no taste at all compared to his pork. So good. So good. But yeah, who knew that the length of a pig's ear will dictate how lean the meat is? Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I know.
I think that's it.
Oh, my God. We've come to the end. All right, listen, it's been a great week here. We had lots of great shows. We have lots of great shows next week. I hope everybody tunes in.
On Monday, we have a new product to tell you guys about.
Very excited about a new sponsor. For those of you interested in anti-aging, we have a new sponsor you got to get on board with. So we'll talk about that on Monday. Thank you for listening this week, and have a great weekend.
Bye.
AnabolicMinds.com is